That is a specific tightrope to walk, and I say that with optimism, but also a warning. You have to know what you want and the degree to which you want it and how much it matters to you. It's because it is a walk that's very specific. It requires having the time, but I mean focused time, so that you can really cultivate the ability to listen and to hear what you're doing. That is a must. You will have done all your technical studies ad nauseum over and over and over again to build that kind of confidence that you have to have under pressure. And then you have the artistic paintbrush of all this that will ignite your abilities to communicate with the audience through your charisma, your particular flourish, the way you are so touched by the music. So you've got that serious time spent, and I mean time spent alone in a very constructive, conscious way. There are hours and hours of practicing one can do, but if you're not listening, and if you're not really observing why the passage is not clean, then just don't take the time. I mean, just don't do it. You know, find something that really is your bliss. I mean, you gotta say, you know, why are you doing this? I mean, why is it calling you? Why do you want to engage in it? And just know that that's the price you have to pay. There is no free lunch. You've got to have your act together. And you also have to create the experience of playing in front of other people. It's not enough just to be in the privacy of your practice room or in the privacy of your lesson. You have to get out in front of people and have that experience of what your own awareness and your mindfulness while there are people there beholding what you're doing. That's a very, very important part of all this. Competitions. You must enter competitions. You must never give up. You've got to stay in the game. You've got to be in your A game. I always say to my students, if you're going into a competition, there's no way you can lose. It's impossible because you have perfected your A game. You are in that game. You have peeled back every single layer. You have gotten up in front of people 100 times to play for them. You're going to walk out there with a product that has evolved over time. This is not a last minute endeavor. When I see that I took 9-10 months to prepare for the Naumburg, that's all I did. I had the luxury, I saved my money. I was in the orchestra and I took a leave of absence. So I had that kind of time and I took it with utter, utter seriousness. But there was no way I could lose in a sense because I was in my A game. And when you're in your A game, it is a kind of euphoria I can't even begin to describe. Your tonguing is deft and agile. Your fingers have gone through all the passage work. Yes, there's the human element to all this and things can happen, but a jury will always know a great artist, somebody who's transcended, you know, and has gone to a level where what if there's a derailment? You just keep going because the music is providing this blanket of inspiration. And so that's a very serious endeavor to go into music professionally these days.